To Stomp, Tromp, and Learn with Ollie, Episode 8, The Talent Show. The poster went up on Monday morning, and by Monday afternoon, it was all everyone could talk about, the first annual Cretaceous Creek show. Talent show. Sign up by Friday. Show your stuff. At lunch, Ollie's table was buzzing with excitement. I'm gonna do a speed demonstration, said Dash, vibrating so hard that her lunch tray was rattling. I'll run laps around the stage so fast the audience won't even be able to see me, just a blur. I'm going to do tail tricks, said Spike, switching his spiky tail proudly. I've been practicing balancing things on my plates. Watch, he placed a berry on one of his back plates and tilted side to side. Keep it balanced. Keeping it balanced, it wobbled, held, then it rolled off and bounced into Bree's soup. Still practicing, Spike said quickly. I'm going to sing, said Bree. And her deep melody voice was perfect for singing. When Bree sang, even the birds stopped to listen. I'll play music with my crest, said Penny, whose confidence had grown enormously since moving to Cretaceous Creek. Maybe Bree and I can do a duet. Bree's neck swayed with delight. Yes, that would be beautiful. What about you, Ollie, asked Spike. Ollie chewed his fern salad slowly. I don't know. What do you mean, said Dash. You have to be in the talent show. But what's my talent, Ollie said. Dash can run. Spike has plates. Same. Penny has her music. What do I do? I'm just big. Ollie tried to find his talent. On Tuesday, he tried singing. Bree was even kind about it, but Ollie's voice sounded like two rocks having an argument inside a tin can. He even had to admit it was not his strongest skill. On Wednesday, he tried dancing, but he pranced in his room, stomping and swaying, trying to be graceful. He knocked over his lamp, cracked the floorboard, and scared the family of the tiny Kramosaurus that lived under the porch. On Thursday, he tried juggling Cycad's fruit. The first one bounced off his horn. Then the second one splattered on the ceiling. The third one hit him directly in the eye. He decided juggling was not his calling. By Friday morning, the sign-up sheet was nearly full. Ollie hadn't signed up. He had sat in the reading corner during free time, flipping through the door a leaf book about famous performers. Tink sat down next to him with a crunch of armor plates. Tink was a dinosaur of a few words, but the words he chose were always the right ones. You know what you're good at? Said Tink. Nothing, apparently. You're good at making people feel good. He looked at him. What do you mean? When I was nervous about showing my rocks to the class, you said, Tink, those rocks are the coolest thing I ever seen. And I believed you. When Penny was new and scared, you sat with her every day until she wasn't scared anymore. When Spike's berries fell into Bree's soup, you made a joke so nobody felt embarrassed. Tink looked at him with his small eyes. Steady eyes, you notice people. Ollie, you make them shine. That's a talent. Ollie thought about what Tink said through lunch. He thought about it during recess, and by the end of the day, he had an idea. He went to Mrs. Terry's desk. Mrs. Terry, I'd like to sign up for the talent show. I want to be the host. Mrs. Terry's eyes sparkled. The host? You mean the introduction of all the acts? Yes, I want to introduce everyone. The audience excited kept things moving and make sure performers feel amazing before they go on stage. Mrs. Terry beamed so wide that her beak practically glowed. Ollie, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful idea. The night of the talent show, the great hall was packed. Parents, siblings, grandparents, neighbors, dinosaurs of every shape and size filled the stone benches. Glowmatch lanterns hit the stage in a warm golden light. A buzz of excitement filled the air. Backstage, Ollie moved from performer to performer. Dash was doing nervous laps around the dressing room at high speed. Ollie caught her attention and said, "Dash, you are literally the fastest dinosaur in any of these people ever seen. You are going to blow their minds." Dash stopped vibrating and grinned. Spike was fiddling with his berry balancing setup. "You look worried," Ollie said. "Spike, I've been watching you practice. You're amazing. Even if berries fall, just laugh it off. The audience will love you even more." Spike's plate turned from anxious orange to confident red. He found Bree in the corner, nervously stretching her long neck. "Bree, when you sing, it's like the whole world goes quiet to listen. You got this." Bree took a deep breath and smiled. Penny was practicing her crest, making tiny, nervous humps. Ollie sat down next to her like he had on the rock at the first day of school she moved here. "Remember the first time you played for the class? Remember how everyone's jaws dropped? That's going to happen tonight. 100 times. Penny's crest flushed a warm, happy pink. Even Tank, who was showing his crystal collection, got a pep talk. "Those geodes are going to make everyone in the audience wish they were rock collectors." Tank actually smiled, which was rare for Tank. The curtain rose and there was Ollie, center stage, standing in a single spotlight. The audience hushed. "Ladies and gentlemen, dinosaurs of all ages," Ollie's voice boomed all across the great hall. "Strong and warm, welcome to the very first Cretaceous Creek Elementary Talent Show. Tonight you are going to see some of the most amazing, spectacular, jaw-dropping talents in these side tar pits. Are you ready?" The audience cheered. I said, "Are you ready?" The audience roared. And then Ollie did what he did best. He introduced each act with so much enthusiasm that he loved Genome for his friend. The audience was cheering before the performance even started. He even told a funny little story about each person. He got the crowd clapping along. When Spike accidentally launched a berry into the third row, Ollie turned it into a game. "Bonus points if you caught that," Spike sharing snack with the audience. The whole room laughed, and Spike took a bow. And Penny's duet brought the house down. Gasping. Tank's crystal display had a little dinosaur in the front row passing their faces against each stage in wonder. And through all, Ollie was there connecting, encouraging, making every single performer feel like a star. At the end of the show, Mrs. Terry took the stage. "I want to thank our incredible performers tonight, but I also want to give a special shout out for someone who made this whole show shine, our wonderful host, Ollie." The audience erupted. Ollie's friends rushed to the stage and surrounded him. Spike was whooping. Dash was doing a victory lap. Bree lowered her neck and gave him a gentle head bump. Penny played a short, sweet melody that sounded like pride. Stood there in the middle of his friends on stage in the spotlight and felt like something he had been looking for all week. He found his talent. It wasn't running or singing or juggling or dancing. It was something better. It was seeing the best in other people and helping them see it too. And that's why Ollie thought was the best talent of all. Ollie's dinosaur fact. Triceratops' big bony frill that shield like a plate behind its head It wasn't just for protection. Scientists think it was always used for showing off and communication with other triceratops, kind of like how a peacock finds out its colorful tears, like the frill of blood vessels running down through it, which means it might have been able to change color or show emotions, maybe blushing when embarrassed or turning bright when excited. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Find more podcasts under the Kind Brook Studios Podcast Network.